Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 500th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head on over to Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest. Pick 58 different Super Bowl prop bets for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or in the SGPN app.
Howdy ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Hear what Gumby said off the top, episode 500, or the 500th, he said. So obviously this goes out to Gumby, the only man who's been on all 500 episodes and who puts up with my nonsense and is always flexible like a Gumby should be. So this goes out to Gumby and to any of you who have actually listened to all 500 of our episodes. Thank you. As promised, this is I was joking, it was a special episode, but it is a special episode because we're doing a bonus episode. We're in your ears on a Tuesday, which is rare, but there was two big regional events this week that we wanted to cover. We covered LFA yesterday. Today we want to cover Octagon. Even though both these events have taken some hits since we scheduled these episodes in, some fights have fallen off, but nonetheless, Octagon is always bringing the goods to our eye holes. Sure. And we do have odds for it too, which is always a nice get. So let's bring in the man of the hour, Gumby Vreeland. And congratulations, 500.
Yeah. And you've probably been on what? 480
something?
460? You think you've missed?
Oh boy, rough.
I bet you missed 35 of them.
No way.
It's crazy. Been years. You've had little vacations here and there.
Okay. Someone must know this.
Nobody knows this. Even all right, I'll give you 480. How's that?
Okay, thank you. Yes, okay. I appreciate it. So Octagon 53. Well, we lost one fight with a no name in it, unfortunately, but still a good card, right?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are good cards. They always have some of the top European talent out there. So excited! Yep. I'm excited for this one. The main event's particularly a good one. So
yes. Yes. So Octagon, and it drives a lot of traffic to the YouTube channel. If you want to talk business, and I say drive traffic, but yeah, people enjoy the Octagon episodes. I guess who else is covering Octagon, Gummy, except us?
Not a lot of people. And they should, because it rules.
And we've covered the other Octagons too, have we not?
I don't think we ever did. Maybe like a fight or two when we used to, because we used to just like cobble together those regional cards where we'd like talk about two LFA fights and two Octagon fights and then one Samurai Fight House fight. We'd throw some Muradov professionally. We did a full Muradov professional league episode.
Yes. Hey, tell the people the exciting news. Speaking of regional, you posted a photo in our Discord in the MMA fight Super Fight League, Pro One, FC, UFC Champion League. What's it called again?
One Pride MMA.
right.
So they'd steal the names of multiple famous Asian promotions and jam it all into one. They now, in addition to giving out belts, because their champs still get belts, their champs also get crowns. It's fantastic, man. More people should get crowns and scepters and shit like that.
Yeah, it looks really, really fun. So maybe we'll have to cover that sometime.
Yeah, I'm maybe.
Maybe. Gumby's non-committal on the one
Pride MMA fight league.
UFC fight night. WEC Strike Force. All right, today is Octagon Day. Of course, Octagon 53. Delizda versus Dorth is the main event. Maybe actually before I jump into things to keep it all... keep it flowing here. I'm going to tell you about our sponsors right off the top. Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. All the lines are on DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm not going to give you any picks or lines because I don't know anything about football at this point. So you just go in there, you find a line that looks good for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SGP. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Obviously, head over to Underdog Fantasy as well. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA, they got it all. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times with some spicy plays. Gumby, anything for Tuesday, Wednesday?
We're looking a little far ahead in terms of this. Yeah. So the projections haven't dropped on Underdog Fantasy yet, but when they do, I'll take Paulo Banchero's higher than on his points. He's been pretty hot as of late. He scored higher than his season average in each of his last five games. So when that projection drops, I'm hoping it comes in around his season average and he'll just beat that again.
First time all-star Paulo Banchero. Gumby thinks he's hot, he just said. I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. So make sure you watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code, not SGPN, MMA SGPN. I always forget the first part. The most important part, MMA SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into some Octagon action, shall we? It's going down on Saturday, which is good. We got LFA Friday. We got this early Saturday, 12 p.m. Octagon is going down February the 10th. Do you know when the UFC starts this week? Have you checked that far ahead, Gumby?
I got to imagine that's an early one.
You'd hope so. Get it out of our ear holes and eye holes. We had Laura Sanko this past week, so we didn't have to have our ear holes plugged up. But yeah, always good to see Laura Sanko on there. I'm going to check now that I mentioned Joe Pfeiffer. Let's type in his name since he's in the main event. Yeah, same as last week. So we got 4 p.m. for the UFC and then 7 p.m. for the main card. So Octagon will probably run right up to it for you. So perfect. I got your Saturday all planned out for you. So 12 p.m. Eastern, like I said, it's on DAZN. Is that how, well, I won't even ask how people watch it, Cumby. Don't want anyone to incriminate themselves, but
no, you can go to octagon.tv right. Is their platform, and it's usually like, I think it's like $10.
Okay, perfect. Perfecto. It's going down in the Rudolf Weber Arena in Oberhausen, Germany. 10 fights. We're doing the top five. Anything outside the top five we should talk about or keep an eye on at all?
No, I mean, in general, just like everybody is fun to watch on Octagon. So nobody in particular.
All right. There you go. Everybody. Gummy says watch everybody. All right. We're going to start with welterweights. Shall we? Three five-minute rounds. The German Sihad Akipa versus I believe that's Czech Republic's flag. Croatia, excuse me. Ay, ay, ay. Ivica Trusek or Avisa. Ivica Avisa. What should we say, Gumby?
I don't know. Avica.
We're going with a hard C, are we? People like when we debate this, so we should do it more, right?
Yeah, they love
it. We were told. All right, we're going to tell you about true. You know the odds. Have you seen the odds, Gumby? Or are we going to do guess?
Yes, I've seen the odds. Yep.
All right, no fun. I can't remember what you said we were going with. But anyhow, he's terror. Trusek. He's a terror, Gumby. We'll just call him terror. Listen to this record. 42-39. This man is seeing some things, Gumby. 24 knockouts, 15 submissions. So it's a pretty incredible record. He's been knocked out 8 times, submitted 16 times, which isn't that crazy considering he's fought. This will be fight 82 for him. 0-1 in Octagon. He's lost 2 straight and not even one of his last 5. Got TKO'd his last fight. He, however, has multiple Richard championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Guess when you fight 80 plus fights, you better have some stuff in your mantle. Used to fight at middleweight, lightweight, featherweight. He's been all over the map. 2007 pro MMA debut, +135. Akipa Punisher is the nickname. Punisher versus Terror. 6-1, 4 knockouts, 1 submission. So couldn't have different records, these two guys. Never been finished in a fight. 0-1 in Octagon. Did lose. That was his last fight. 1-2 as a kickboxer, 1-1 as a pro boxer, 9 years younger than the Terror T, and 8 inches of reach on him, -163.
I'm going to go with Akipa, and I think this is a pretty good number, too, for him, -163. Because if you watch Trusek fight, most of his fights are, at least the ones where he's winning or the moments where he's winning, it's a lot of, like, pushing people up against the cage and trying to wear on them, like, looking for takedowns but not necessarily getting them. Akipa, like you mentioned, is a kickboxer. He's got pretty good range, although he does lean a little bit more forward when he's striking. But before when he's striking. No, so
not it's big guy it, defense.
It's not big guy defense, but he leans a little bit more forward when he's striking than like a good quality kickboxer might. But at the same time, he's just fighting somebody who I don't think can punish him for that. So, you know, like that's not too worrisome in this one. And in the fights that I've seen, whenever he gets somebody up against the cage, he actually, I think, is maybe even better at holding people there in reversing positions than Trusek is. So, like, he already does what Trusek does well. Plus, like, you obviously have to talk about the mileage of Trusek and the fact that he is, like, he's probably more legitimately a lightweight than he is a middleweight or a welterweight. I mean, like, middleweight, he fought Roberto Soldic, who is a, you know, like that's a crazy fight. That's one of DDP's only losses in his career. And down in lightweight, he fought, I mean, he fought like a ton of people, but he also fought Benoit Saint-Denis. So like he has fought some dudes out there in that crazy 80 fight record. But like most of those fights, when he runs into guys like that, they just like beat him at his own game. As long as they can stuff his grappling, they do fine. And I think Akipa can do that here. So I like Akipa, -163. I think pretty good line for him.
Okay. There we go. We're going with the favorite out of the gate. Where do we move to now? We're moving up to middleweights, a name you might recognize coming up. Hojat Kajivand. That's not the name you recognize from, I'm guessing, Czech. No. Iran. Not, it couldn't be further from the truth. Iran is where he's from, versus a German, David Zavada. That's a name you may know from UFC fame and fortune. I'm going to tell you about Kajivand first. Kajivand. How am I saying that name, Gumby?
Kajivand. Well?
Kajivand. I'm not doing so bad then, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right. We don't get a lot of Iranian fighters. So he is 7-3, one knockout, four submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 2-0 in octagon. He's won three straight and 7 of 8. Two straight wins have come via submission. He's not lost since September 2021. Despite all that, bookies not impressed. +255. Zawada, Sagat is the nickname. 18-9, 12 knockouts, four submissions. He's been knocked out four times, submitted once. 1-0 in octagon. He's lost two straight and only won one of his last five. He's been finished in two straight fights. He went 0-2 in the PFL. Used to fight at welterweight, 1-4 in the UFC, so hasn't done so great on the biggest stages. Was a regional champion, 2010 pro MMA debut. Despite all this, -350.
I'm going to go dog here. I think you're paying, with this line, I think you're paying for Zawada's UFC experience, which, by the way, wasn't very good. That lone win was it Abubakar Nurmagomedov who took him down and got triangle choked like a minute in? If I'm not mistaken, that's the one.
No,
I think that's Sawada's only UFC win was Abubakar taking him down and stupidly falling into a triangle choke.
More like a boo boo car, right?
Oh,
get it?
Oh, like Boo Earns.
Sure, yes.
So yeah, but Kajivand is, you know, for those of you who have not seen him fight. He's a guy who very clearly comes from a wrestling background, which, you know, makes sense from Iran. Like most everybody comes from a wrestling background when they come from there. And his wrestling's good. I don't love his ability to hold top position all that well. It seems like if somebody gets like butterfly hooks in on him or a good underhook, they like work their way up or off balance him kind of easily. But he's relentless with it. His striking, his head doesn't move enough for my taste. And I worry a little bit about him there. But, like, the good thing about this fight is that, like, Zawada has all those same problems. Like, Zawada's good at grappling, like, has good jiu-jitsu, but he's not actually all that great of a wrestler. So I think, you know, Kajivand has got that advantage. And then in addition to that, he also doesn't move his head well. That's why he keeps getting knocked out. So, like, if this winds up being a striking match, you're going to have two guys who stand in front of each other and kind of, I don't know, both try to get hit as much as possible. And I think Kajivand is just going to have the positioning advantage. So when you can have that in... get +240 odds for it, I'd say why not?
Move your head, don't lean. All right, that's what Gumby says to all you.
Move your head and there, not right? Just straight backwards if you yes. can.
Yes, side to side helps. All right, we're moving down a weight class up the fight card. 3 5-minute rounds at welterweight. Miroslav Broz from Czech Republic. I keep trying to make everyone from Czech Republic.
Do you want me to? Do you want me to tell you Broz his name wrong?
Broz.
It's
is that better?
It's Brosh.
Oh, that's he should be Bros, but Brosh before Hosh. he's fighting Tom Crosby, who is from England. He's a Viking, the Viking Tom Crosby. All right, I think I'm going to tell you about him first. Yes, he's 8-3-1, three knockouts, three submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once, so he's been finishing every fight, which means
he owes us rounds.
He owes us rounds. It's due. He's due. This is his octagon debut. He's gone 2-2 over his last four. He did get submitted in his last fight. He's not won since December 2021. Used to fight at middleweight, +400. Brosh Inquisitor is his nickname. Do you know what that means, Gumby?
Inquisitor?
Yes, Inquisitor. 16-3-1, four knockouts, two submissions. He's been knocked out twice. He doesn't owe us rounds. He owes us some finishes, I think. 6-3 in octagon, 4-0 over his last four, 6-0-1 over his last seven. He's not lost since December 2020, his good old days. He's fed at middleweight as well, minus 600.
I'm going to be honest. I watched Brosh fight, and I was like, wait a second. This is the guy who's the 650 favorite here? Ooh. Like it surprised me. Because he does a lot of things I don't like. He faints a lot because he wants to fight you in a phone booth, and he doesn't want to throw anything at range. And that's because he likes to play Rock'em Sock'em Robots 2 feet away from your head or shoot a takedown, and those are the only two things he likes to do. So I was watching him. I was like, and then he got tired in the clinch a little bit too. You could tell as the fight wore on that he was wearing as well. And I was like, man, I can't imagine this guy's a negative 650 favorite unless the guy he's fighting is bad enough to be a negative 650 dog to him. And then I watched Tom Crosby and I got it. Like, here no we thing, go. But, you know, like he was fighting a guy who is called the Arm Collector. That's what they announced him as. So we already know out the gate what he's trying to do. He wants to be next to you and he wants to grapple you. And there's no two ways about it. And he just kept getting into the clinch with him on purpose. And he'd wind up in bad grappling positions. And he seemed to have none of the defense for it. And then guess what? He got armbarred by the Arm Collector. And it was just like, dude, he said in his nickname, and then the announcer announced what he's planning on doing to you. And then you just kept going to that thing. And then so for me, if you can't help but get in the clinch with, and I think the guy he was fighting was like 3-1 or something like that too. Brosh is way more nuanced in his ways to get to where he wants to. You know, like I said, he does faint well to get in real close and his footwork isn't bad. And, you know, it's obvious what he's trying to do, but he has some pieces to get himself there. I don't think Crosby's going to avoid it. I think Crosby is going to get taken down repeatedly if Brosh needs it, or he will just wind up in like a sloppy, you know, brawl up in close range. And I think he's going to get tagged over and over and over again, and then taken down over and over and over again and probably finish. So yeah, give me Brosh here. Maybe not running to the books for a negative 650 on him or throwing him in a parlay necessarily, but like, I will tell you after watching Crosby, I was no longer enticed on a plus 400 to fade Brosh either.
Oh, I was getting excited, Gumby. I thought we were going to get a big dog here, but no.
And then I was like, then I watched him.
And then you watched them. All right. Co-main event time. 3 500 rounds at middleweight. Islam Dulatov from Germany versus John Paliologos. Paliologos. Guess where he's from, Gumby.
He's definitely Greek.
Definitely Greek. Yes. All right. Welterweights. Paliologos is a Greek emperor. Okay. He's not just Greek. He's an emperor. He is 20-12-1. 11 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 5 times. 1-2 in octagon. He's won 2 straight. Before that, he lost 3 straight. Both of his wins, most recent wins, have come via submission. He's fed at middleweight. 2012 pro MMA debut. Also is a pro grappler, plus 275. Dulatov, the Ripper, 9-1, 5 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's finished everyone, and he's never been finished himself. This is his octagon debut. He's won 9 straight fights, so he's dropped his MMA debut, and he's reeled off 9 straight. His debut was way back in September 2019, so he's undefeated since then. He's fed at lightweight, 1-0 as a boxer, 4 inches taller than the Greek emperor, and he's minus 350.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Dulatov here. I know you read off the height and reach advantages that Dulatov has. I think if you got those, you get those off of Tapology.
I didn't get any reach this time, but yes, I did.
Yeah,
get,
so I think the height is inflated here on Dulatov because I noticed he was listed at 6'6 on Tapology. Yeah. And when he fought for Brave, he was listed at 6'4 on Brave. I have to imagine that's the correct one, being that he could have control of his own Tapology page. Some fighters like send in information for that, and inflating that kind of makes sense. And he also didn't look 6'6 when I saw him fight. That being said, that is still very tall at welterweight, 6'4. He's lanky as hell, really good Muay Thai base. Stance switches, which are maybe something you don't see on very many regional level welterweights, is that he'll come forward and throw his right hand, switch into a left-handed stance, rip a left low leg kick to end the combinations. So he's like threatening in both ways. And, I really like him as a kickboxer and on the feet. He seems to have enough takedown defense that he would keep it from going to the ground. I guess we're probably going to find out in this one. But the thing about Palaiologos, man, that name is a nightmare. the thing about John, the problem with
John P.
The problem with John P. is John P. has got some of the worst sense of range I've seen out of anybody early in a fight. Like if you watch the first couple minutes of just about any of his fights, he is throwing right hands that come up 18 inches short. And they're not just like feel them out punches, Macy Barber style. They like, I think he thinks he's going to land them and then is just off by like feet. And that's obviously a big problem against a big tall guy with like good counter striking, and like, you know, a ability to wade into range that you're just not ready for. That's a huge problem. So I worry about that a lot for Palaiologos. I think he's probably going to have issues with that. And I will also just say, like, he doesn't look interested in being on the feet at any point in time. Like, if you watch him in striking exchanges, he looks worried and, like, he wants it on the ground. And so, like, I think Dolutov, knowing that that's his only avenue, will make it easier to him, for him to stuff those avenues and win the fight on the feet. So I'm going to go with Islam Dolutov. I think -350, probably a worthy line for a parlay somewhere in here.
Throw them in a parlay material. Okay, before we get to the main event, let me tell you about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. And they have tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for dollars. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. And the rewards are you get money back, cash back, every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Cut also allows you to list almost any kind of bet, perfect for getting action on those fun Super Bowl prop bets. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Our Super Bowl 58 props contest, $1,000 winner take all contest is on now. Free to enter. Pick 58 props for Super Bowl 58. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58, or the link is in the SGPN app. We are also brought to you by Game Time. You shouldn't be stressed out buying tickets, especially last minute. You don't have to worry about all that anymore if you have the Game Time app, because they have everything you need to get tickets last minute, because Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals and tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more, aka MMA. The Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section, enroll for less. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. So here's what you need to do. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code, listen carefully, CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Main event, the Octagon MMA Strawweight Championship of the World. Katharina Delizda from the Germany versus Eva Dorth from France. Five-minute rounds, 115 pounds to the challenger first. Dorth, 8-5 with 2 submissions. She's been submitted once. 1-0 in Octagon. She won 3 straight and 4 of 6. Has not lost since December 2021. Who did she lose to that day, Gumby?
Delista.
She did. This is a rematch, and Jeff caught it before Gumby had to correct me. Used to fight at flyweight. Was regional champion, an inch of height over Delizda, +175. Delizda is Tigress, 10-3, 1 knockout, 2 submissions. She's been submitted once, 4-0 in Octagon, and won the championship in her last bout. Has not lost since October of 2021. 0-1 in Bellator. Used to fight at flyweight as well, -200.
So I like Delizda in this one. You know, we actually scored, I don't know if you remember that, scored on Dorth back in, I think it was in October or November We had her as an underdog in her fight with Penko. And, you know, I do like Dorth. I think she's super underrated when it comes to the grappling side of things. She's got like a nice double leg, and she works well for her takedowns and sets them up good with her hands. I think the problem here with her against Delista is Delista is just much more physically strong. I think has like almost the exact same level of technical wrestling on either side, but Delista is just, she's a different animal when it comes to strength at strawweight. There are not a lot of strawweights built like her. She's so physically strong. I think she's going to be slower on the feet. Like if Dorth just decided to turn this into a 15-minute boxing match and like kept range, or a 25-minute boxing match and kept range, she could win it. I just don't think Delista is going to let her stay out of the clinch for that long. And I think Delista is going to look way better. Plus, like, I think when Delista does get her hands on Dorth once in a while, like she hits her with something in the clinch or a big shot, Dorth is going to want to wrestle because that's what she does best. So like taking the wrestling away from the wrestler, even if she's like, you know, that's not her favorite or her best avenue to win here, I think it's something she's going to fall back into anyway. So when she dives on that takedown, Delista, first of all, will make her pay for a bad shot. Like she'll either sprawl out and take her back, or I've seen her put together a nasty guillotine. Like she won her championship with a guillotine that she got on a bad shot that she turned into a mounted guillotine. You know, like her stuff just looks really, really good. So I think Delista's strength here combined with the technical wrestling side of things, I think she takes care of Dorth. And again, negative 200, not a bad number. Maybe she's a parlay piece for Dolotov, who we talked about in the last fight. Like maybe those two together make a lot of sense. But yeah, I like Delista here.
All right. Let's recap you, and then we'll get out of here. Delista, Dolotov, Brosh, Kajavand as a big dog, and Akipa, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit joefbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start betting, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. It would help if I could read, but nonetheless, we shall soldier on. We're back tomorrow with the UFC, and boy, is it an event. It's an event, definitely. We'll be in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. You can hit us up there. If you choose, SGPN MMA on Twitter, Gumby's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer on Twitter and on Instagram. Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast. Make sure you get that in your ear holes this week. Get in my my Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Enter my free UFC pick'em contest I run every week. And obviously, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Read all our stuff there. And don't forget about our Patreon, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Right, right. Jeff's out of gas here. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Don't worry. It'll be Tigress, Jeff Fox, Greek Emperor, Gumby Vreeland. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.